tapes, Inflammation versus Misformation, were recorded from classes given this year by Dr. Malachi Ziyort, known to us as the Supreme Grand Master Naya Malachi Zoduk El, our own Pharaoh, Amenubi Ruakatar. And now, listen with an open mind and heart as our Grand Master inflames you with only the truth. Allow your inner light to flow again and stomp out misformation with only the facts. And now, listen to the Supreme Grand Master Naya Malachi Zoduk El.
Thought you had us figured out, you said, what are they now? Naya and Nidia and Naya and hell on them. And taking their name again, they were the, who they just was the HTM and now they're the, what is it now? I forgot, what? The walking nation of Moors, worldwide. They got embassies set up, you know they got embassies?
No.
There's an embassy in Puerto Rico, an embassy in Ghana, an embassy in South Africa, and an embassy in Ethiopia. Who's doing this?
God.
That's how you say, God bless America. You ever next watch that? Land that I love. You know the next part of that?
Stand aside.
Stand aside. You know the next part?
Stand aside.
See the sheaves? See the lights? The anthems and the constitutions that they took away from our children, the Iroquois nation, called Native Americans. Nice name. But the Native Americans would refer to them as human beings. Beast of the field. They wasn't called Native Americans until they had to prove that they were here before the five nations invaded. Who were the five nations that invaded? On Europe. Who are they?
French.
French, Polish, Irish, Scottish, and British. Five pointed star. Ancient Egyptian symbol of the second sun. Their symbol called the pentagram. Based around the pentagon, where each one of the five nations that they set up has a point in the pentagram. It's been removed, but the center still sits there. That's representation of their five nations that the Iroquois brought over here, gave their constitution. Payne, Thomas Paine altered, Thomas Jefferson changed it, but made them vow that they would live up to it on your behalf when the truth is made plain. So they say in their own constitution, five-fifths. Did you ever think about that? A lot of misinformed leaders misinform us into saying the white man says we're five-fifths of human beings. Not what it said to me, that's why I gave the book. It speaks of five-fifths of the people were blacks, called Moors, Native Americans called Indians, and Aborigines called Eskimos and East Indians invaded here, called Asiatics. That was the Aborigines. That was not you. You may want to be an Asiatic. That's not you. You follow? Now, how do we do that? If they say we're five-fifths, then we gotta understand that their 100% is broken up into fifths. That they broke the pie up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts. As opposed to the standard pie that's broken up into 4 parts. You see? The guys who did this, I'll get back over there, are called the Whig Party. I need you to visualize something for me right now so you get the depth of the Whig Party. I need you to use this divine or superior mind, supreme mind of yours. I want you to see the Sphinx standing there in its glory, representing the constellation of Leo, which if you look up in the constellation of stars, you see a direct symbol of a Sphinx. It looks like so. That's the constellation of Leo in the sky, the stars. It's star points, of course. You know. Right? Do you have the Sphinx in your mind? Reach in your pocket if you have a $1 bill. May I? And look at old George. Oh, yeah. I did that because that represented the wig part. And it represented what the ancient Egyptians call a namus, the headpiece that you see on this pendant of ancient Egypt.
Right, yeah.
Now, where? That's why the judges and the aliens, and that's how they, excuse me, that's how they can execute law over you. They must take on the image of the big house, called the White House, which is a translation for the word Pharaoh, or Pharaoh, or Pharaon, a Pharaoh. You heard it first. Yeah. Nation of more. And your teachers stop putting in final call and the last thing about popping their newspaper. Remember who they got from. That party, sit back in the left, y'all. That party changed their name from the Whig Party to the Republican Party. Are you with me?
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have a problem right now. A civil war, I told y'all, is going on.
Right.
A Confederate war is going on. The North, the Bluecoats, are fighting the Greatcoats again. We're caught in the middle of it. The sad thing about it is, you could talk to dark-skinned people, blacks, whatever they call themselves today, people of color. And they, if you ask them, do you know there's a historical fact that certain slaves and ex-slaves and Native Americans fought on the side of the Confederate against the North? They would be amazed. You know that's a fact, though, right? And if I ask the average policeman, or police officer, or police woman, would they fight on the side of the Confederate against their own people and their own people's freedom? They will say, no, I would never fight on the side of the gray coats under the Confederate flag or Dixie. If you are employed in the federal government, you are already in the Confederate army. If you look at the police department or the law enforcement agency of New York, you'll find they wear blue coats. If you look at the highway patrolmen and the policemen down here, they wear brown pants and gray shirts. Hello? And New York is fighting against the South to take down the Confederate flags, and they refuse. The flag of Georgia is still a Confederate flag. Confederation. Federal government. If you work for their system, in the form of FBI, CIA, policemen, SWAT team, ATF, or any of these other organizations, you have already enlisted with the Confederates. You became a Confederate. You see what the word Confederate tells you? Or you became a Confederate. Working against yourself and your own freedom of living. This is why there's so much conflict going on in the world today, and especially in the U.S. of A., with Caucasian groups being called militia groups. As we see now, every week we can talk about a new one because it's part of our prophecy from the ancient ones. that all we got to step out the way and let them do it. Right. Now we're looking at the news again, and a group of Caucasian Americans has stood up and said, when Texas broke away from Mexico, it never got registered as a separate state. It is a sovereign, independent state or country by itself, a Texas Republic. With me? The Ouachita right now are being petitioned by the state of Texas for the right to exist. They're asking her, our Empress, for the right to exist. And Amorites or Tallahoo or Canaanites or whatever you want to call them, whatever religious group, sect or Caucasians or Yahoo, whatever makes you feel good, you know, whatever flatters you, are now fighting for it. Right. Is that a coincidence? Things are happening out there. The Oklahoma bombing. They're doing their best to make it a media event. But we, the Wapiers, are not involved. And don't really care. Care or care? We don't care. Why? Simply because it took us years to realize, and that's realize. It took us years to realize that you don't care about us. That you have not just double standards, but triple and quad standards when it comes to us. That if I get sentenced and I have to solicit a jury, you call it a jury of my peers, and you altered that to mean anybody in America when it came to OJ. They didn't have to be on the same economic level or same ethnic, as you call it, background. It should have been a bunch of ex-football playing wannabe movie star, Uncle Tom, Negroes, sit there as his jurors in order for them to literally be jurors of his peers. So if you try a Muslim in this country, the audience has to be American Muslims. If you try a Jew in this country, the jury has to be Jews. Now, that's only part. Then when it comes down to evidence, and I think the word evidence is evident after what it means. That if there's a gun involved in a murder, then it becomes evidence. That is evidence and needs to be used in order to execute what America, our beloved country, claims, which is that I am innocent until proven guilty. And the only way I can be proven guilty or not guilty is by the evidence. Yet, now you have a system that says judges can decide what is and what isn't permissible as evidence. There is no way I can get a fair trial when an individual that wasn't at the crime, because he has a college degree and he has the word judge, can say, we don't want to use the evidence that can prove his innocence. See, OJ was up against proving that he was innocent in his second trial, when he had already been proven not guilty in his first trial, which meant the second trial should have also been a trial to prove that he is not guilty, because you are innocent up until the point of unquestionable guilt. And this very day, unquestionable guilt as far as OJ, so he could not legally be found liable for that which he has not been found guilty of. But if that was Vanderbilt or Donald Trump, or gentlemen win the trial, paid from the candy, but I was thinking more like the Playboy, Hugh Hefner. When you monitor their cases, what's the other one?
Ralph von
Hugh. Ralph von Hugh. You and the Shah. If you monitor their cases, they literally go out to prove that they are innocent, but not guilty, by the admission of all evidence. You understand? But anytime an individual can come into court in any position under God that they say they trust, and tell you what is admissible in evidence, brother and sister, you do not have a chance at a fair trial. So the best thing I can do for you as your teacher is try to get you to comply with the laws. Are you with me? To try not to fall into their hands, because you're not going to get. You understand that? In one point, the implication is, back to the three-fifths, that you are three-fifths of a human being. You with me?
Yeah.
If you say to me that this Native American or this Moor is, or this Asiatic or Aborigine is three-fifths of a human being, I have to ask you first, on what premises do you base human being? Who is the 100% human being from which these people have come from to reduce the amount of a human being that they are? In order for them to have been three-fifths of a human being, you have to show me the human being as the original, and then show me how they genetically became genetically inferior by coming out of that human being to become three-fifths of the whole five-fifths. Five-fifths is the whole in your new system of math that you create for the Constitution. So, it is impossible for a Moor, an African, a Negro, an Aborigine, or anybody else of color to be three-fifths of a human being. Especially if the implication are the men writing the Constitution, because none of them came from the beginning of the world.
Exactly.
None of them came from Lucy or Ethiopia. It has been proven that all your archaeologists have proven beyond a shadow of doubt that the first people on the planet Earth was a female in what you're calling Africa today. And that even some Europeans, top down, made a fake one by putting a human head and a jawbone of a baboon together and was made a mockery. And now you scream to try to say that Neanderthal is still existing alongside of Cro-Magnon. And Cro-Magnon has evolved into the Homo sapien, but Neanderthal, which comes out of Europe, still exists. We do not have a problem with accepting that human beings are going to be genetically above a chimpanzee. We don't have any problem with that. You understand? What we have a problem with is you proving that we are human beings. Because you said we are of a human being. And you misinterpreted your own writings, but that's not what it meant. It meant three-fifths of the population, but you altered it to suit your purposes. And in doing that, then I cannot be a part of the evolutionary chart of your chimpanzee. That must be you. And you must be trying to sustain that by saying that Neanderthal, who was a monkey or an ape man, still exists alongside of Cro-Magnon, who evolved into a more sophisticated being. So you're admitting that they both existed side by side. So now if you are the chimpanzee, and you are the chimpanzee, then I must be the Homo sapien. So I am not a Native American. I'm a Native Cosmosan.
Right.
I'm a Native Star person. Because in all of your history, and I'll jump as far down history as I can to get as close to you, because your memory seems to be short when it comes to me, I'll jump down to the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, no.
Whom you said, I am from above. You are from
below.
Now you said that the people that surrounded Jesus, and that is according to your picture, whether it be Michelangelo or whoever, of the Last Supper, you never draw us there. We were not there. You with me? So Jesus was talking to somebody.
Are you still with me?
And when we were talking to him, he said to them, I am from above. You are from below. Now, if the picture on your grandmother's wall is correct, and I'll take it to be correct because you use it so well, and Jesus is sitting in the midst of a bunch of you, then he said to you, I am from above. You are from below. And the description of Jesus is correct. And I will take the description of Jesus according to the book of Revelation as correct. Because you use it so well. You said he had hair like lamb wool and feet like fine grass. It has been burnt in a furnace. No, Jesus was a talking to some people and said to those people, I am from above. You are from below. I don't take your word on that because you use it so well. So I'm beginning to get a bigger picture of the me. And I'm getting a bigger picture of the you. I begin to overstand, and don't let the word bother you as long as you got an overview and an underview, and you can accept that into your dictionary, and you better start thinking about adding overstanding. I got an overstanding now of why I don't get treated like a human being. I can understand why you made me request human rights. I got an understanding of the missight of my beloved brother, Elhaj Malik Shabazz, called Malcolm X. He made other mistakes too, like leaving the messenger. I understand why he could petition for human rights. Because he didn't know he was God. He didn't know he was in the image and after the likeness of Jesus. He didn't know enough to say to you, I am from above. You are from beneath. And I'm going to use that because you use it so well. The realization of the presence of the divine in the Nawapian nation is having a phenomenal effect on the weather and the world. It's having, once you in this room started to grasp what I was trying to tell you from the beginning, things started happening. When you tried to do what I wanted you to do your way, you was having stumbling blocks. But you was not going to listen to this man. I'm a radio. You turned on the knob and you clocked into the channel. Channel 9. To the ninth power of 9. And all I do as a receiving radio, send out this message to you. And it does to you what it does to me. When you turn on the radio, and you turn on a record that you like, a record that you can relate to, and not only is the music good, but the message is good. If you love and your heart has been broken and you turn on boys to men and when they love songs, you tune the lights down, you sit there and you just mix on into that music, the super mix. Or when you're in a good mood and you turn on some reggae or some calypso or some salsa and it gets inside you and you start wanting to move your foot. That's because there's some truth and there's some tones and there's some rhythm happening simultaneously with you. And being a child of the cosmos, you start clocking in with the pulsation and the vibes of all living things. You no longer look at the sun as something just shines in the morning. You look at the sun as the source of all life. And without it shining in the morning, you wouldn't have no religion, fool. So you gotta find the station. When you turn on this big radio here, and you click to a station, the brother said, me? I'm about to say, boy, I teach you. I don't know who to God here. And you say, that's the 5%. No, we ain't 5%. We the nation of God's earth. Come on. Nation of God's earth. How long have you been around? Since 1960? What have you done? 1960? What are you doing? 1960? What will you be doing? 1960? It's like turning on a country western station on Friday night. You know, I don't even know anything when they go, that's not where I want to be. If you turn on the Israelite church, they're like, we all here to live with us. We'll crush your head, we'll mash your face. We'll keep you dead with this body. Yeah, the white King James was black, as he was. But we need that, because we can't read the Bible in Hebrew. So we've got to make them black, understand? And don't talk about my cowboy boots and my man's philosophy, because I'll hit you. She says, well, I don't feel like listening to that crap. And you call him, you say, Christian, well, the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. You must put your trust in him. Surrender yourself to him. And he will save you. He has saved me. Well, I got that cat out of my back. And you say to yourself, man, I can't listen to this on Friday night. And there are a whole bunch of stations with a whole bunch of preachers and rattlers and teachers and know-it-alls who know nothing about it all. But then, some of you walking by in the street or listening to them heard right knowledge. And then the music was playing. Yeah, okay. Yo, we want to turn up the volume. You write another book. And you got it on station. And the frequency is channeling down through me into you. And now you're going out. There's one frequency, one power source. But now I listen to you and you're out there. And people are listening to you on the radio. It's like a producer. I produce a group, and I give the group my style, and they get hits. That's what's happening now. There's something moving. There's something where we're moving the Morris Science Temple, and we're moving the Nation of Islam, and the Nation of Gods and Earths, and the Israelite Church, and the Hebrew Israelites of Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the Freemasons, the Shriners, the Eastern Stars, Alhambra, Knights of Columbus, no else. Everybody. Egyptology, African culture, Santeria, Yoruba. Everybody. Everybody can feel the presence of the ancient ones. Everybody has to deal with you when you walk in the room. I don't care who the teacher is. Well, when one of you walk in the room with that fez on and immediately identify, here come one of those people. One of those kids. want to be asked. Right. Two big things. Oh, I asked every the question for 25 years. I asked him everything I could think of, and some of the things I didn't, but the white man gave you a thing. And he answered them. But here he comes. Now it's our turn. Now when you walk in confidence.
Right.
That's ATM.
Right.
You walk in sure.
Right.
Because anywhere they want to go, you done been there. Anything they want to talk about, you got something for it. You got to deal with it. Because the showdown of truth is here. That's it. No more blame shit. We are going to come politely. We're going to tote our tools with us. We will open our Quran and our Torah and our Injil of Revelation and our Psalms and our Egyptian Book of the Dead are coming forth of the dead. We'll lay it right out there and we'll say, this is my instruments. You start singing, and I'll just follow right along. I'll be your backup. And when that teacher or that preacher or that reverend or that mom or that cohen, whatever you call it, gets up there and starts running his mouth, all you do is patiently and politely wait for the opportune time to ask the big question. Do you really know what the hell you're doing? Some people didn't know what the heaven they talking about. I'm asking all of you to ask them to answer the first question if they belong to one of the three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. Tell us when and where was Adam born? Question one. When and where was Adam born? We want exact dates and geographical locations to the point. And I say that that's important as a first question, because you base all life and all living people on Adam or an Eve or Hawa and the cables or God, Kenman, whatever name you want to use. All we want to know is, do you know where your first parents, as you call them, because you know we don't believe that crap. Where your first parents, where exactly were they born? And what year, according to which calendar? You understand? That's all we want to know for the time being. And until you can come up with that answer, and you are not going to come up with an answer, we'll be waiting. Now, if you happen to be a 5%, and I assume by that you mean that 5% of the things you say out of 100 is correct, then I want to know, what do you say about Adam? If you are the nation of Islam from which the 5% came out or spun off the sect, and you say, no, brother, Adam is the first white man in the Bible. Again, I ask, okay. So, Adam was the first Yahoo drafted devil. Adam of Genesis was the first Yahoo drafted devil to 600 years to graft and separate the gene. Huh? Then there was a brown Adam, a red Adam, a yellow Adam, and then a white Adam. We want to go back past the white Adam. We want to go back to the brown Adam. And then we want to go back from the brown Adam back to the original seed, which is the black seed. No, that's their teaching. And we want to separate genetically what you have combined in your representation of genetic sciences as a black and brown germ. You're either a black germ or a brown germ, but you cannot be a black and brown germ and be original.
Right.
So now, either your doctrine started at the brown germ and they didn't teach you nothing about the black germ or the green germ. And in case you didn't know it, Ethiopians are green. And Sudanese are brown. Go next to them and look close. They have what the scripture calls a shadow, a hue. I am brown, reddish brown. If an Ethiopian brother was standing next to me, he would notice that he has a different kind of hue, a greenish hue. These are part of our ancient genes. We want to know, do you know? What the hell are you talking about? And how long are you going to parade around and act the part while the facts and the truth is spreading across this world like pollen? Right now, it's dropping like pollen in the season. Seeds are being planted everywhere. You can't go nowhere where you don't see one of us. And we have only just begun. Talking about music. I'm telling you, your job will be, sir, to go out and go to everything. There's a black conference or black lecture, regardless of who the teacher is in the lecture, whether he's an imam, an Islamic thing there, or a Jewish thing there. You ask them, are we invited? Publicly, I want to know, are we invited? They never let your father in.
Right.
They never let me in any of their meetings or their lectures. They never could let me go to any of their debates or their discussions. I didn't sit on none of their panels. They didn't do no articles on me in the Amsterdam or the Emerge or any of the black newspapers. They wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I'm their brother. They was afraid of me. I was an unseen God, non-existent. A voice, though, in the black communities that they knew was there by our presence, but we intimidated people on the chains, acting for the chains out their pocket. They knew we were there, but they pretended they didn't see us for 25 years. Hey. Now we're going out, and we just want to be officially invited. We want to know that there will be a question and answer session, not your leader and teacher getting up and rambling on for 4 hours and then walking off the stage with some applause from his own father. We want to know that at the end of all that, there's a question and answer session so I can ask some questions and not have to feel that I'm going to be abused or intimidated or beat up because I ask your leader questions he can't answer. I want to feel as welcome there as you are when you walk into any of the HTM stores shopping them all over this world now. You're welcome to come in, insult us, ask us anything you want, call me all kind of names, be all up in my business, but I can't ask you no questions. No, we want to make it public. It ain't fair. I mean, you got to draw up your own flyers and put them and let them know we are coming. Allah Jah, the Quran says. Allah is coming. When we come as Allah, that's going to be the victorious opening. That we are coming. And we want to know, do you know what you're talking about?
Who's like that?
Or the rest of it you figure out. You got to go. This is our day and time. And I find, to get back to the point, that the ancient ones played a great role in my life of staring me down this path. Never even knowing that there'd be a such thing back in the 70s and 80s of the Washita and my involvement with the Washita, let alone that I am a Washita. By my great-grandfather Ben York, and Sunni, you messed up, you can't take that one. Can't go and say, well, he ain't no Ben York. I got records and documents and proof registered here in this country with your government. You can't take this one. Oops. And this one here links us back to the Almax. Takes us back to the Dogons of Mali. It takes us back into the stars of the temple of Dendora of ancient Egypt, and the constellation of the zodiac that the Greeks called it. And I'm not into no zodiacus. I know zodiacus is a derivative of the Greek word zodiac, so come on, stop that stuff. Get your facts straight so you don't make no fools out of us. You understand? We understand how George set up his program, being initiated. Don't make the mistake. It's very tricky. George Washington was initiated in the Masonic Lodge by Benjamin Banneker. When? When did the Freemasons get to America? You know who Alhambra is? Have you investigated Alhambra? Alhambra was in Spain, not Freemasons. Alhambra are a branch of the Knights of Columbus that are calling themselves Muslims, and they based it around the temple in Spain that the Moors left when they got pushed out by El Cid. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're talking about. You think you do. And now that the truth is here, false things must perish. Get on the wagon with the truth. Come on and join in with the family of truth. Everything you say can be backed up with facts. Had no time for no child's play. We got to be back in tune with the sun and the universe. Because nature is taking its course on the disagreeable people on this planet. And I'm telling you right now, as I told you, they will be in a raid in this country. There'll be so much problems in this country. And if these devils wasn't trying to catch their houses, they'd be all out here in our business. They got to keep their houses floating. Not floating, floating. Be honest. Now we're not floating. So nature, which comes from Neptune, the Anunnaki, the Elohim, the Nephilim, the Kachina, the Gengwing, the Shashoki, whatever you want to call our elders, wherever you misconplace us or put us and altered our tongue, they are working.
That's right.
If you pull back on some of the frequencies that you have in the air, the ice will stop melting and you'll stop floating. You're killing yourself. You got too many frequencies. If you hold a cellular phone in your hand long enough, it begins to heat up. So if there's a million people talking on a million cellular phones back and forth, our air is being heated up with synthetic frequencies. So you're trying to find out why all the snow that builds up out there in the western part of the country is melting on you so fast. Turn off them phones. Close down some of them computers. You're sending all this frequency to the air. You have synthetic weather. And it's melting the ice. And you went all up in the cold part of the globe because you didn't want us there. You right. We won't follow you up there. But we sure will sit down here and watch you float by. If you want to make a change. But you cannot, under no circumstances, get out of the way of the judgment that is upon you for the evil you have done to the children of the Elohim. You cannot get around it. Those of you that don't go crazy, others are going to go crazy. And other of them that don't go crazy, they sure enough going to go crazy. All you got to do is turn on your television.
Right.
And you see them going crazy.
Right.
Killing themselves.
Right.
Strangling themselves.
Right.
Drowning their own babies.
Right.
Blowing up their own office buildings.
Right.
Planting bombs. Making bombs. They're on the internet. Teaching each other how to make bombs.
Right.
Mailing bombs to each other. Is this real? Guess what? When the time runs out, your time runs out. Your time has run out. You got to go. And I don't have nothing to do with that. And I'd be a fool if I get in your way.
Right.
You'd be a fool, too, if you don't realize there's a Confederate war going on right now, civil war.
Right.
And you ain't got nothing to do with it. All I'm telling you to do is get up under that crown. Get back on that fence. Step back on that square with your nationality. And each day the ancient ones give us a little more. Say, Washita, a child of the ancient one. I was already here. Step back on it. Stay out of their way.